This is St. Louis Public Radio. Artist Bunny Berson believes that art has the potential to inspire people to get involved in politics. Her new work, And Still I Rise, is meant to inspire women and girls in the wake of the presidential election. The sculpture is made from an unusual material, confetti intended to drop at Hillary Clinton's election party at the Javits Center in New York City this past November. Berson spoke with St. Louis Public Radio's Willis Ryder Arnold about her search for the confetti and how she tries to remain hopeful politically.
So I'm going to ask you just off the bat, how did you actually get this confetti?
The night of the election, we were at the Javits Center awaiting the celebration of the first woman to be elected president of the United States, looking up at that glass ceiling, ready for it to be shattered, and knowing that there was going to be confetti that looked like shards of glass cascading down. When it didn't come down, I read the next day and heard from a friend that they were unloading all the confetti from the air cannons and boxing it up to ship out of the Javits Center. And it took about, I'd say, 2 weeks, something like that, before I tracked it down. Finally, I found it, and I said, do you have the actual confetti that was loaded into the air cannons? And they said, yes. And I said, how much do you have? And the man said, 200 pounds.
So what was your first thought when you actually received a package of 200 pounds of confetti?
They were exactly what I thought in terms of the way they reflected the light and that they really did look like they could become shards of glass in the right setting. So I thought, well, what about a snow globe? I talked to Bruno David. He had just moved into his new space in Clayton, and he had a fantastic window. So I thought, why not a giant snow globe in that window?
You mentioned very early on that the confetti kind of represents the shattering of the glass ceiling. Why do you find that such a potent image to work with?
The glass ceiling has been in my mind for so long. I mean, going back to so many of the things that Hillary did in breaking so many different kinds of glass ceilings for women and girls. And then when the confetti sort of dropped into my lap, I thought the two together made a lot of sense. They just were such an incredible metaphor for me. Both of those images are still so potent. And until we have a woman president, I think they both will be.
You know, showing that confetti, if she had won, would be a type of celebration. Why show it now?
I really mean for this installation to be something positive. The title of the installation, And Still I Rise, comes from a book of poetry by Maya Angelou, and it's all about the empowerment of women. This is my metaphor for the future, because I think that it is to inspire and to motivate and to empower young women and little girls to be bold, to dream big, to break their own glass ceilings, and to hopefully finally break that highest, hardest one.
And you mentioned a few questions back that you have ideas for what to do going forward. Could you share some of those with us?
This particular installation will travel. It has a place in Colorado for December, and I'm hoping that I can offer 10 pounds of confetti to several different artists to create work to be shown in an exhibition in 2018, before the next election cycle. And the next thing that's probably coming out sooner is the snow globe idea. There'll be 1,000 snow globes of the normal size with this confetti and with Maya Angelou's quote, And Still I Rise. And I'm hoping that those will be sold to all kinds of people who believe, as I do, that this is something that can be used to motivate and to encourage and support young women and little girls. And I plan to give the profits to Planned Parenthood.